When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
Michigan in a prominent space in football right now. As we also know, the Detroit Lions are going to be in action. NFC Championship game, a chance to go to their first Super Bowl on the line. A lot to discuss from the injury report and their defense and their offense and what they need to do to go ahead and get past those 49ers. Joining us right now is Tim Twentyman, Detroit Lions senior writer and insider, knows everything about the Lions and the D. Tim, thank you for taking the time to hop on.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
Appreciate it. So I guess first things first, out of the box, are there any injury concerns that we need to pay attention to with the Detroit Lions?
Yeah, a couple. Left guard Jonah Jackson suffered a knee injury last game in the division round in the first half. He's not going to be able to go. They're hopeful if they advance past this and can get to the Super Bowl, he'll be back. But they're not going to have the starting left guard. And so, you know, that's been the strength of Detroit all year long, is their offensive line. So we'll kind of have to see how that shakes out. San Francisco's got a really nice trio of defensive tackles in there, so something to watch. And then Khalif Raymond, their punt returner, he's been out the last couple games. But Donovan Peoples-Jones, a player that they traded for at the trade deadline, has handled that the last couple weeks, done a good job. So all in all, Detroit's pretty healthy for this point in season.
When you think about what the team needs to do moving forward on Sunday against the 49ers, what are some of the real points of emphasis? We know, as you just mentioned, the offensive line is a strength. Their pass offense was one of the best in the NFL last year. What adjustments do they need to make, if any, to try to get past these Niners?
Yeah, you know, I think they want to establish the run, which they've been really good at. You know, they threw for 4,000 yards this year. They rushed for 2,000 yards. They were top five in the NFL in both passing and rushing. So they've been really balanced. And so I think they obviously want to continue that, you know, get David Montgomery, get Jahmyr Gibbs rolling a little bit early. I don't think it's a good plan to be one-dimensional against this 49ers defense, especially with the guys that they have on the edges and their defensive line. And then the other thing, I think defensively, the big emphasis has been tackle, right? You've got to be good tackling the San Francisco 49er team. When you're talking about guys like Deebo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey and Brandon Ayuk and George Kittle, I mean, they're so good at making guys miss in space and turning those short little plays, those quick wide receiver screens, a lot of the stuff that San Francisco does, they're so good at taking those small plays and turning them into big ones. And so that's really been the emphasis for Aaron Glenn, the defensive coordinator, and all those guys on defenses. They got to rally to the football, and they've got to tackle really well in this game.
Tim 20 here with us, covers the Detroit Lions, knows everything about them. When you talk about the weapons that the 49ers have, you just went through the weapons. Yes, Deebo Samuel, he will be available. We know about McCaffrey and Ayuk and Kittle, and the list goes on and on. Why has the Detroit Lions, why has their pass defense been so poor this year?
Well, you know, they've shaped some stuff up in the secondary. They've suffered some injuries. You know, they played most of the year without C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He's just come back, you know, late in the season and for the playoffs. And this has, you know, been a good move for them, because now they've got three safeties that they really like in Kirby Joseph, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and Fatu Melifonwu, who really came out strong at the end of the season. They can throw some different packages. But look, they've suffered some injuries at cornerback, and, you know, they've given up some plays and they've given up some yards. You go back to, I think, all the way back to week 16 when they played Justin Jefferson. I mean, they've given up a 140-yard receiver in every game since week 16, but they're 5-1 over that stretch. And they're 5-1 because, yeah, they give up some yards, they give up some plays, but they've been really good in the red zone. You know, they're forcing teams to kick field goals. You know, they've been opportunistic with some takeaways. You know, they're top five in the league over the last five games in takeaways. So, yeah, they've given up yards, they've given up plays, but when it really matters, when they needed a play in the red zone or get that key takeaway like we saw to end the game in the divisional round versus Tampa Bay with Derek Barnes' interception. They've been able to find a way to make those plays, and that's been the biggest difference on defense.
Detroit Lions senior writer Tim 20 Minutes joining us. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We know that Dan Campbell is the face of this organization, from his quotes to his press conferences. And you can obviously look at the talent that the Lions have brought in over the past few years, whether it's trading for a Goff or drafting a Gibbs or a LaPorta with the trade. We can look at all of that. Does Brad Holmes get the credit that he deserves, knowing that he's a little bit more in the background?
Yeah, well, you know, he was just named the Pro Football Writers of America Executive of the Year. So I think we're starting to see, you know, some of that credit roll in. And yeah, you look at some of the moves he's made. You just look at the draft classes that he's had over the last 3 years. I mean, guys like Penei Sewell, guys like Amon-Ra St. Brown, Aiden Hutchinson. And the list goes on and on. Gibbs, LaPorta, you mentioned those guys. And even some guys they took later in rounds, like Derek Barnes, like a Fatu Melifonwu, now guys that are stepping to the forefront being key contributors. And then, you know, free agency this year, getting a guy like C.J. Gardner-Johnson, even though he missed a lot of the year, now he's back and making plays. And, you know, getting a David Montgomery, who's just a perfect complement to Jahmyr Gibbs. So, you know, he's a really savvy executive. He's really pulled all the right strings in terms of the draft and free agency. And he is a big, big reason why this team is in this spot. Both him and Dan Campbell, they're on the same page. When your GM and your coach are on the same page, you get talented guys in here, and then you have a coaching staff that can develop them. That's why Detroit is where they're at right now and have been able to turn this thing around in 3 quick years.
Well, Tim, we know everybody in Detroit certainly appreciates the turnaround. You could feel the energy when you hear interviews or watch some of the videos, and I can feel the energy that has been surrounding Ford Field. What is the overall vibe heading into this game? Is there cautious optimism from the fan base in Detroit? Is there David versus Goliath, we're the little ones? What is the overall vibe from the fan base?
You know, the vibe I get, and I give Detroit fans a lot of credit, is we're going to go to San Francisco and we're going to win. I mean, that's the vibe that I get. I mean, Ford Field was completely electric. I'm sure if you watched the football games over the last 2 weeks when they played the Rams and Bucks in the playoffs and won, I'm sure you could hear it off the TV. I'm sure you could feel the energy just off the TV. And look, this is a franchise that hadn't won a division in 30 years. They did that. This is a franchise that hadn't won a playoff game in 32 years. They did that. And so you never know when your window's going to, you know, appear. And you are one of four teams left. They can punch their first ticket to the Super Bowl. And I think Detroit is behind this team. Sure, they're underdogs. They're going on the road. And they got 9 Pro Bowlers in San Francisco. They're the number one seed, and as they should. But this is a very, very confident Detroit Lions football team. It's a very confident city who's really behind this squad.
Let me ask you this in finality, Tim. Yeah, they're going into San Francisco. They are the underdogs. When it's all said and done, do you see the Detroit Lions moving on to the Super Bowl this year?
Wow. Good to hit me with that one right to end, huh? You know, I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a close game. And I think the biggest difference between these two teams, obviously you love what San Francisco brings defensively. That's the better unit than Detroit's. But offensively, these teams are very similar if you look at the weapons. And the one advantage to me is the offensive line and then the quarterback. You know, Jared Goff has been in this game. He's won this game. This isn't going to be too big for him. And when you have a little bit of an advantage at quarterback, which I think the Lions do, I think that gives you an edge in a game like this, even on the road. I like Detroit in a really close game, and this kind of Cinderella story continues on for 2 weeks.
That would be absolutely amazing. And I know we got a lot of fans in Michigan and Detroit right now who love what you just said. Tim, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to hop on. Where can people follow you and your work?
Yeah, you know, DetroitLions.com, senior writer there. And then you can follow me on Twitter at T20Man. And I do the 20-Minute in the Huddle podcast, and I got a great episode up this week previewing everything championship game in San Francisco on Sunday. It should be a fun one.
Do you have your bags packed for Vegas already, Tim? What's going on?
Not quite yet. You know, I get the bye in between there to kind of get things straight. But, look, I think it's going to be fun. I'm just going to enjoy the atmosphere. I'm going to enjoy them being in the first NFC Championship game since 1991. I know everyone in Detroit is too, and then we'll just we'll see what comes next on Monday.
Okay, one step at a time. Okay, I got you, Ted. Thank you so much, and enjoy the game. Have a wonderful weekend. I appreciate you taking the time to join us. Okay.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime, guys.
Thank you so much to Tim Twentyman. That is the Detroit Lions senior writer and insider.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.